West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Collin. Today I'm here with Kim and TJ Birch. Their son Nolan was part of a hazing incident during an unsanctioned fraternity event in November of 2014. You've been part of a new documentary film that's come out. It's called Breathe, Nolan, Breathe. And I have to say there are some parts of the documentary that are pretty raw. Why did you feel that was important?
We show it because if you just make a phone call, it can change so many people's lives. Nobody helped Nolan. He was struggling. He needed help. If one person had helped him, we wouldn't be sitting here. We wouldn't be talking right now about this. My son would be alive. There was 100 kids around that night, and Nolan was laying on a table, suffering, essentially dying, and nobody helped him. That's not acceptable. These kids need to step up and to make a difference. It's not just WVU's problem. It's the nation's problem. So just don't be a bystander. Help each other. Be there for each other.
The film is really the starting point for a campaign at West Virginia University called Would You? And the idea is, would you help someone if they were in trouble?
Seconds are precious, so don't waste any time. We know as humans, if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. Make a phone call, do it. Pick up the phone, get professionals involved, get your EMS involved. Be the leader, just be human beings and take care of each other.
Kim, TJ Birch, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your story in order to help others. You can find information about the documentary Breathe, Nolan, Breathe at WVU's safety website. It's safety.wvu.edu. There are a lot of resources as well about hazing prevention, bystander training, about medical amnesty, as well as a number of other safety issues. You'll also find links to the Nolan M. Birch Foundation. You can also watch the film Breathe, Nolan, Breathe.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.